Kudos, area residents. On average, each Sunshine Coast resident sent 49 kilograms less garbage to the region's landfill in 2022 compared to 2021 levels. Last year's individual garbage volume was 372 kilograms, according to the Sunshine Coast Regional District's, SCRD, annual solid waste diversion update. Yet, per-person garbage volumes remain higher than the SCRD's target of 315 kilograms per year or less. The update, which is to be presented at the July 27 Committee of the Whole meeting, notes. The document points out that getting to a lower volume of garbage, a goal in the region's 2011 solid waste management plan, is also taking longer than planned. The plan aimed to achieve an annual per capita garbage level between 279 and 315 kilograms 6 years earlier, in 2016. While progress has been made since the regional district set that goal in 2011, when each coaster put about 420 kilograms into trash bins, the report indicates a continued need to focus on reducing garbage volumes. The 2022 update charts the solid waste diversion rate, weight of materials redirected by recycling programs divided by the total weight of waste generated, at 59%, below the 69% the SCRD had aimed to achieve by 2016. In 2011, that rate was at 48%. 2022 garbage numbers. With about 7,000 more people living on the coast in 2022 than in 2011, the annual volume of garbage from all sources added to the local landfill for each of those 2 years was nearly the same, about 12,000 tons. The total amount of curbside garbage collected decreased in 2022, the report states. Trash volumes collected from coast homes last year were almost half what was being thrown away in 2014. All areas except the Sechelt Nation Government District saw their garbage volumes dip last year compared to the previous one. Within the nation's area, tonnage increased over 2021 levels by 5 tons, to 136. Commercial and construction garbage volumes, which are not part of local government collection programs, grew over the past 4 years. A graph entitled, Top 3 Materials Disposed Sechelt Landfill, shows that in 2018, volumes of garbage from those contributors were about the same as for residential customers at about 5,000 tons each. By 2022, commercial and construction waste had increased to the 6,000-ton range. With an expanded focus on residential garbage diversion in those years, landfill contributions from construction sites and businesses were more than double household garbage volumes as of last year. Diversion data. Diversion programs, including the SCRD's curbside recyclable collections, depots and other options, resulted in 17,764 tons of discarded materials avoiding the landfill. In 2011, that tonnage totaled 11,085. Last year, almost equal volumes of recycling and garbage, 1,940 tons in green and blue bin programs and 2,087 tons of garbage, were collected curbside from residences by coast local governments. In 2014, when the District of Sechelt's Blue Bin Initiative was the only public curbside recycling in operation locally, those collections weighed in at 642 tons, compared to garbage pickups throughout all areas of the coast of 3,680 tons. In 2022, residents of the District of Sechelt recycled more than they threw out, with the annual tonnage of curbside bins for repurposing at 1,089 compared to 781 for garbage. Residential garbage collected within the Sechelt Nation Government District was at 156 tons with recycling collections at 54 tons. Those jurisdictions have both food scrap and durable recycling, blue bin, collections. Within the town of Gibson's and SCRD areas with residential waste pickup services, only food scraps and garbage are part of the curbside programs. In the town, last year's garbage collections yielded 349 tons and recycling came in at 247 tons. In the regional district, the tonnages were 830 for garbage and 581 for food product compostable collections. Update on landfill life. The importance of reducing garbage production was underlined in the report, which contained an estimate that the region's only solid waste disposal site, Sechelt Landfill, will be at capacity by mid-2026. The regional district has not identified or applied for permitting of a new landfill site. However, options in Area B, Half Moon Bay, have been proposed and an update to the solid waste management plan that looks at how to address solid waste in the future is being discussed. The report states, in 2023 the SCRD received provincial approval to add the temporary export of solid waste off-coast to the 2011 solid waste management plan. Should the Seashelt landfill reach capacity before a new long-term disposal option is identified, approved, and operational, waste export will be needed to ensure the continued delivery of solid waste services.